U.S. Greater Than Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. News. Defense Minister, National Day Parade will be cancelled this year due to COVID-19. Defense Minister, MOS offers 20% discount for students, teachers and lecturers beginning 9th of July. Photo of baby boy holding an IUD in his hand right after birth goes viral. University and college students to return to physical classes in phases starting July 2020. TGV Cinemas is giving out free movie tickets for 1 hour every day until the 13th of July. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. Three young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. Photos, Majin Men scale Mount Kinabalu in Avengers cosplay suits for a noble cause. These three machines won UK's prestigious 2020 Diana Award for making social change in our country. People Features Lifestyle, you can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Photos, this abandoned bus was transformed into an Airbnb and it's absolutely stunning. This Malaysian company wants to pay you RM3,000 to sleep 8 hours a day for 3 months. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Study, both adults and kids believe men are more brilliant than women. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Teenagers staying up late is already a concern for many parents, since it can affect things like mood and academic performance the next day. Now new research has suggested another reason why a late bedtime could be bad for teens' health, after finding that teenagers who prefer to stay up later and wake up later the next day may be more likely to have asthma and allergies compared to those who head to bed earlier. Led by researchers at the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, Spain, the new study looked at 1,684 teenagers aged 13 and 14 who were living in West Bengal, India, and taking part in the prevalence and risk factors of asthma and allergy-related diseases among adolescents. Performance study. As part of the study, the teens were asked to report if they had ever experienced or were currently experiencing any respiratory symptoms such as wheezing or asthma, or symptoms of allergic rhinitis, such as a runny nose and sneezing. They also answered questions on their sleep habits, such as what time at night they tend to feel tired, what time they choose to wake up, and how tired they feel first thing in the morning to determine their chronotype, which is an individual's preferred time to sleep and to be active. Based on their responses, the teenagers were determined to be an evening type, a morning type, or an in-between intermediate type. The findings, published in ERJ Open Research, showed that the teens who were evening types appeared to have a 3 times higher risk of currently having asthma and a 2 times higher risk of currently having rhinitis. Compared to the morning types who went to bed earlier and got up earlier. Although the link wasn't as strong for intermediate types, these participants also showed significantly higher risks than the morning types. The findings also held true even after the researchers had taken into account other known risk factors for asthma and allergies, such as where the participants live, whether they were exposed to secondhand smoke due to family members smoking, and whether they had a pet. Although previous research has already found strong links between asthma symptoms and the body's internal clock, the researchers say that this is the first study to look at how being a morning or evening person can affect the risk of asthma in teens, and provides further evidence that sleep timing is important for teenagers' health. We can't be certain that staying up late is causing asthma, but we know that the sleep hormone melatonin is often out of sync in late sleepers, and that could, in turn, be influencing teenagers' allergic response, said lead author Dr. Subhabrata Moitra, who is now at the University of Alberta, Canada. We also know that children and young people are increasingly exposed to the light from mobile phone, tablets, and other devices, and staying up later at night. It could be that encouraging teenagers to put down their devices and get to bed a little earlier would help decrease the risk of asthma and allergies. Although the researchers didn't look at how many hours of sleep the teens got each night, Dr. Moitra and his team are hoping to follow up the study with further research, which will also take objective measurements of participants' lung function and sleep time.
Source:
AFP Relax News. We're past the days where staying up late used to be cool. It's time to head to bed early, kids. Also read, WHO is using TikTok and Snapchat to debunk COVID-19 myths for teenagers.
Source:
Folio Source, Healthy Food Guide Source, Big News Network Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.